Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. Second Corinthians, the first chapter. It is a very familiar passage. I have used it in the past. The Lord dealt with my heart about it this week. And I want to try to share with you what He has put in my heart. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, starting in the first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Gloria, in all the saints which are in all Achaia, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. I'll start reading there this morning. This is the passage the Lord has impressed upon my heart to share with us today. The Apostle Paul says more about suffering and more about comfort than any other writer in the Bible. And it is here in the text that I've read that he says the most about it. There is a reason that it is this way, and it was to answer the critics that were against him, saying that the sufferings that he was going through did characterize the evidence that Paul was truly God an apostle. that if he really was an apostle, he'd not be suffering as he was suffering in life. Paul's answer to them, simply put, was this: that the sufferings he endured and the comfort he experienced was proof that he was a genuine apostle. He said, "It's all evident that I really am an apostle of Jesus Christ." You realize there are people today that still contend that if someone suffers in this life, it must be evidence that there is something wrong in their life and in their heart. But it isn't so at all. From the very start of this letter, the Apostle Paul writes some of the greatest truths we have in Scripture concerning comfort. Paul uses the words that comfort, comforted, and consolation 10 times in just 5 verses of our text. We all feel helped when somebody has sympathy for us, when somebody shares words of comfort and consolation. But I realize those words that Paul used mean so much more than just having sympathy for someone else. Those words actually mean with strength. It is the idea of somebody coming alongside and that assists and gives strength. I look again at what Paul says in verse 3. Paul says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies." And here's what I want to think on: and the God of all comfort. I'd like to preach, if I can, for a little while, simply on the thought of the God of all comfort. I believe that God is the one who comes in our lives with not just sympathy, though he does have sympathy. But I believe Paul is saying that God is the one that infuses us with strength in our times of need. So it's the God of all comfort I want to think about today. First of all, I'll just say something simply about the source of discomfort. I noticed that he says again that God, the God of all comfort, Paul says that God is the source of our comfort. Paul begins by simply giving God praise. Paul says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, the Father of mercies. Paul says that God is the one that is the source of all of our comfort. That he says that he's the one worthy to be praised because of that. He's the one that truly deserves our praise, our honor, our worship, simply because of who he is. Thank God that he is God today. Our world has a lot of different ideas when it say the word God. Some have various thoughts about their idea of who God is. But Paul has no doubt. Paul said he's God. He's the one on the throne. He is the one that is in complete control of all things. And he says he is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says, the Father of mercies. When he used the term Father here, he used the word that means originator. And he said, God is the originator of mercy. It is from him that true mercy originates. I want to tell you something today. Was it not for the mercy of God today, where would any of us be? I thank God that his mercy is new every morning. I'm glad that every day that I get up, that he has mercy for my life and my heart. I thank God that he sits on the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help in our times of need. Thank God he is a Father of mercy. Mercy originates with him. But then he says, I want to look at that. The God of all comfort. That means that God is the ultimate source of all genuine comfort. I thank God today for the comfort I've experienced in a lot of sources. I have at times found a psalm to bring comfort to my heart. There are times that I've hurt, times did I feel empty? It sounds like what they said a while ago. What a day it'll be when my Jesus I shall see. There are times that songs have comforted my heart. I have heard the Word of God countless times to comfort my heart. I have had books that I was reading. Someone would say something I read brought comfort to my heart. But I want to tell you, in every sense, it is all founded in the God of all comfort. I'm glad that God somewhere put somebody's heart in the Word of God, write the lyrics of a song, write a book that comforts our hearts. I want to say, thank God that He has promised comfort to His children. I don't think I have to tell you, there's not a single one of us strong enough to stand alone. There's not a single one of us that has the ability to hold ourselves all together. But I'm glad we have the Lord to stand with us and to give us His comfort that infuses our hearts with strength. But I say this today, if God is the ultimate source of comfort and encouragement, then Satan is the ultimate source of discouragement. Satan, one of the greatest tools that Satan's toolbox is discouragement. Oh, listen, you say, preacher, you're the pastor. Surely you don't ever get discouraged. You walk with me for 1 week or even one day, and you'll find I get discouraged like you do at times. And you'll find that Satan desires to discourage our heart just like yours. I know we all have days that we get discouraged. I know we all have days that we feel the heaviness. I wish I could tell you, but I can't today. I wish I could tell you how many times over the last, I'll just say 2 weeks, that I've had people to tell me how loved they are and how discouraged that they are. I'm not talking about one single person. I'm talking about a lot of people right now are dealing with discouraging things in their hearts and in their lives. And Satan desires to discourage us all. So I notice the source of discomfort. And then secondly, I noticed the subjects of discomfort. Verse 4, Paul said, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. The idea of the words comforted us is in the present tense. It is not saying that God has comforted us, even though He has in the past. But Paul is saying God comforteth us continually, day by day, and moment by moment. Adam, stand before you today and say, well, I'm glad God just comforted back then. So we'll do the best we can now. But I can say God did comfort then. But thank God He comforts right now. I'm glad He strengthens our heart. And Paul said, He comforteth us. Paul didn't just say, comforts me. Paul was thinking about that whole church at Corinth and all the family of God. And Paul said He gives us all comfort. He gives us all strength. He meets the need of all of our hearts. Not just certain ones, but all of us. Thank God He comes along beside us. Puts His loving arms around our shoulders. And He lifts us by His amazing strength and power. In our times, Paul said, of tribulation. That word tribulation, it means our pressures, our afflictions, our troubles, our trials, or any of those things that press hard on us. I didn't read the verse, but notice what Paul said in verse 8. Paul said, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Paul said there was a time, there was a place, that we were pressed out of measure. Paul said it was above our strength. He said we even got to the place we did not think we'd survive. It was just heavier than we can bear. You say, who in the world is that Apostle Paul? The great man of God, the Apostle Paul. I believe outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the greatest men you'll ever find in Scripture. He said, I was pressed to the point I didn't think I was going to make it. You may be saying, preacher, I never got there. I've never been there. Well, you may one of these days. I thank God you've not been in that place yet. But that time may come that you say it to your heart and you may say to God in prayer, God, I don't know how I can get through this. I don't know how I can handle this anymore. God, I hurt so deep and things are as they are, I don't know how I'm going to get through it. That's where the Apostle Paul was. He said, I was pressed out of measure and above my own strength. Sometimes those days come, even to the children of God that love the Lord. But Paul said, for you that are there, He's the God of all comfort. He is the one that comes when you're at your lowest and gives you strength and infuses in your heart and your life what you need just to press on for Him. But then there's a final thing I want to point out. I not only see the source of this comfort and the subjects of this comfort, but I want to say something about sharing this comfort. Verse 4 again, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Paul is talking about sharing this comfort. He is saying that God has so strengthened and comforted and helped us so that we may in turn be able to comfort and strengthen and help somebody else. I read something this week and it caused me to see the story in Scripture I've never seen in this life before. Talking about in Judges chapter 14, Samson was on his way down to Timnath. He wanted to go down and see a woman down there. And on the way to Timnath, a lion came out against him. And the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came on Samson and he slew the lion, tossed the carcass aside and went on his way. Sometime later, Samson came back by again. And he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion he had killed. And he saw that some bees had made a beehive and a honeycomb and honey in the carcass of the lion. And Samson reached down and got honey out of that carcass of the lion and went down the road eating that honey. And he saw his mom and dad on the way. And he gave them some honey from the lion. I said that to say this. In the course of my life, I have fought some lions of my own, some battles of my own. And by God's strength, I was able to gain victory in my life. God gave me some honey out of that lion. But I want to tell you, we need to learn to share some money with other people. There are other people we're going to meet on the highways that are facing burdens and battles, and God has blessed us with some honey out of some lines. And we don't share it with other people that they may enjoy the honey. I say we've got a great opportunity today to share a little honey on the road for people we know are hurting. Sometimes it may be in a phone call. Sometimes it may be in a text message. Sometimes it may be in a card. Sometimes it may be a visit. Could be a lot of things. But I want to tell you, there are some people. Man, I wish I could just get you to understand how God dealt with my heart. I can't. There are people right now in our church family that could sure use some honey. There are some people in our church family that are hurting so deeply. They could sure use some honey that you've got to share. You say, "Preacher, I don't know what I'll say." Tell them you love them. Tell them you're praying for them. Tell them that you're asking God to give them strength in their hearts and in their lives. Church, I'll tell you one thing that scares me. As a pastor, I'm honest. I'm telling you one thing God really dealt with my heart. That scares me that if we're not careful, we can lose the closeness that we have to one another by caring and not caring as we ought to for people. There are people who've been hurt and they found help and found honey in the carcass of some lion. And who've been comforted by God. And these are the ones that's able to comfort somebody else. I thank God that our Savior defeated the lion called Satan, and through his defeat, I'm glad he's given us honey of victory in our lives and hearts. I'm glad we have a Savior who comforts and cares. I'm glad he's the God of all comfort, who knows and understands. I read a statement this week that kind of turned some things on its head for me and really got me to thinking. Somebody said, talking about Jesus, said he didn't have to become man to know how we feel, because he already knows everything. But said he became a man so that we could know that he knows how we feel. And so that we could understand that he's already been there. I thought, what a blessing that is. He already knew how we feel. But he came so that we could know that he knows how we feel. Henry Johnson Flint wrote these words years ago. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God has promised strength for today, rest for the labor, and light for the way. Grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, and I love. I thank God He's the God of all comfort. I have found myself as a pastor for years, struggling how to comfort people when they're hurting. I've tried to figure out the right words and what to say and how to do, and seems like I've learned over the years that sometimes all people really need is not you to have some clever word or something, but that they just know you care and that you love them and that you're praying for them. God, help us to share a little honey with others. People that are fighting their own battles and carrying their own burdens, we might share a little honey that'll sweeten their journey a little bit and help them by the way. Brother David, would you get us a song? We'll stand and we'll sing. This is the message of my heart. I don't know what you needed out of it. Maybe the Lord just did it for me. I don't know, because boy, it sure helped me. And I'm glad He's the God of all comfort, able to give strength when your heart hurts so deeply. So wherever you are today, there is one who loves you and cares for you and can meet your need. Maybe you need to come to Him and ask Him to give that strength in your heart today. But whatever it is you need, just let Him do the work. And He'll help you today. Let's stand. And let's say, Brother David.